This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, for some people out there, with Valentine's rolling around, they want to get off their relationship on the right foot with maybe a potential would-be suitor.
Are you thinking back to like 13-year-old Duncan trying to woo his like 8-year-old crush, like a year 8 crush?
Well, I think I was 25 when I started courting my wife. But do you have any suggestions for getting the relationship off on the right foot for some hopeless romantics out there?
Well, you know, if you've been dating the person or relating to the person for a while, you should have asked the question a good while ago. You know, on special occasions, if somebody really wanted to express appreciation to you, what would be meaningful to you? You like flowers? Let me say, no, I'm allergic to flowers. Or do you like chocolate? No, chocolate. No, I don't like chocolate. My stomach doesn't go well with chocolate. You know, you need information. We just assume that, you know, our culture tells us some things. Our culture says, you know, buy candy or buy flowers or, you know, give them a card or whatever. But really, what you really want to know is, what would they find meaningful? Hmm. Now, I don't think anyone, unless they're allergic to flowers, then they're not going to turn down flowers or turn down candy. You know, they realize that you did an act of love here. But it's even more meaningful when you do something that you know the other person would really appreciate. You're still not too late. If I really, honey, really wanted to show you that I loved you, what would you want? Would it be going out to a nice place to eat, or is there a particular gift that you'd like to receive? And some people will tell you, and then others will say, oh, well, I don't know. Anything you do is going to be fine.
You should just know anyway.
Yeah. but I think sometimes we get disappointed when we do one thing, we buy one gift, and we get the sense that they were expecting something else, you know. So it's always better to ask for information.